This is A Musician's Life. I'm Tracy Tannenbaum with Mark Cohn.
There was a period of time where I was considering not being a songwriter anymore, because the truth of the matter was, if 1 to 2 years go by and you really haven't written a song, are you a songwriter?
Mark Cohn had a bad case of writer's block. Ironically, a near-death experience cured him. In the summer of 2005, after performing at a concert in Denver, Cohn was shot in the head, the victim of a carjacking. The trauma helped kickstart Join the Parade, his first album in nearly a decade.
It's only natural, maybe superstitious, to try and find the meaning in beating the odds. 'Cause sometimes you got...
Mark Cohn is best known for his 1991 song, Walking in Memphis. The tune continues to saturate the airwaves, but more about that later.
When I was really young, I opened up after the Gold Rush, which, as I remember, had all the lyrics written out in Neil Young's handwriting. There were words crossed out and other words put back in, and it suddenly dawned on me that even though I'd been a huge music fan already for years, I thought, this is somebody's job. Somebody really works at this. And I just had an immediate response that I want that to be my job. And I guess I already intuitively knew it might be useful for me to find an outlet to express myself. I lost my mother when I was very young, and then I lost my dad when I was still pretty young. I just felt like I had stuff I needed to write about.
I can hear her laughing, and I can hear her cry, and I can see her dancing somewhere in the sky. I'm rising like the ocean, and I'm crazy as a loon. And I don't know what I'm doing since Mama's in the moon.
My initial reaction when I knew that I was shot, all I could think about was my own children, one of whom at the time was 2 and a half, the age I was when my mom died. And that was the first thing I thought of. Please don't let me leave that little boy fatherless. I've been down that road, and it's not easy.
Without your father or your mother, life goes on. Without your sister or your brother.
Do you remember what it felt like to be shot?
I didn't feel a thing. It's the strangest thing. And I can't even explain physically why I didn't feel it. I mean, it went through the outside of my head, and they think it hit my skull, but just stopped short enough to do absolutely no physical damage. I felt the blood. That's what I felt. But when it happened, I didn't even know I was the one who'd been shot. We all thought the driver, because it was a carjacking, had been hit. And so even with a bullet in my head, I was reaching for the steering wheel in case it went out of control. It's very odd. The whole story is beyond my comprehension, and I was there.
I've seen them dance right up to the edge of it. But this time, they're gonna dance back from the grave. Dance back. Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane.
Now, when you read any article about you, the song that is mentioned is Walking in Memphis.
Yeah.
You're so closely associated with that song. I wonder if it's ever frustrating, you know, hey, here I have 30, 40 other songs.
It is frustrating. I mean, first of all, I'm very proud of that song, and I'm very proud to be associated with it. Tony Bennett always called I Left My Heart in San Francisco his calling card, and Walking in Memphis is mine. But yeah, when people come up to me and say, I love your song, that is almost worse than I've never heard of you or your songs. Something about just that one singular thing to be known for is tough, because I do feel proud of all my babies. You know, it's like somebody coming up and saying, I really love your third child. It's funny, right now I almost feel like I didn't write that. It's in the zeitgeist in a way that has everything to do with me and at the same time nothing to do with me.
Mark Cohn. His latest album is called Join the Parade. For 88.5 XPN, I'm Tracy Tannenbaum.